Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Tzadi, Baba Metzia 90a, pagination is 179. Starting from a piece on the bottom of the page, about 15 lines from the bottom, Ibo'i Lehu, at the end of a line, Mahu, Shayomar Odom Lenochri Chasom Parosi Vidoshba. What would the halacha be if a person told a non-Jew to muzzle his animal and do work with it? So we're in a section here which deals with the fact that an animal is supposed to be allowed to eat as it does certain types of work. And Rashi explains that the question here is not if the non-Jew can muzzle it when the non-Jew borrows or rents the animal to do his own work. Our question here is very specifically that the Jew is asking the non-Jew to do the Jew's work, and he wants him to muzzle the Jew's animal, something which the Jew himself is not allowed to do. And this opens the question, can a Jew ask a non-Jew to do something which he himself is not allowed to do? Mi amrinon, do we say? Ki amrinon amrinon lenochri shavus. Regarding the laws of Shabbos, we know the law that you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbos, except in specific cases of duress where there's an allowance. But under normal circumstances, you can't just tell the non-Jew, turn on the light, even though the non-Jew is not obligated in the laws of Shabbos, but you're not allowed to instruct him to do something you're not allowed to do. But hani mili le'inyan Shabbos de'iser skilo. It could be that's only because Shabbos is so serious. Aval chasima, but muzzling de'iser lav, which is a prohibition, as serious as it may be, but it's not as serious as Shabbos. Shabbos is a capital offense. Chasima is a violation. Lo, it could be that it's different, and even though by Shabbos you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do what you can't do, it could be that by chasima, by muzzling, you are allowed to ask the non-Jew to do what you can't do. Odumo lo shana, or maybe it's the same. So we drop down to one line up, and the Gemara answers, Tashema, come and hear an answer from a different topic, the topic of castrating, neutering an animal. Deshochu leila avua deshmuel, they sent a message to the father of Shmuel, halein tori, there's certain oxen, that the non-Jews go ahead, and it's like a trick, a process, where they take the animals, they castrate them, and it's the Jews' animal, and then they give it back to the Jews. And the point here is that the animal will be better for plowing. It'll be a better work animal because this process was done. This process is forbidden for the Jew to do, and now the non-Jew is doing it on behalf of the Jew. What's the halacha on such animals? Shalach lehu, he sent the message back, ha'aram is avid behu, they're doing tricks. Really, they want it done, and it's as if they asked the non-Jew to do it. They're purposely turning a blind eye, and this is the social approach to dealing with this, that you'll get the non-Jew to do what you can't do. Arimu alayev yizdabnun, you should make sanctions against them, and they have to sell these animals. They're not allowed to keep them. And this will be a deterrent that this process should not continue. Apparently, according to Avua de Shmuel, this is prohibited. And the assumption was, as the Gemara brought this as a proof, that this proves that you're never allowed to ask a non-Jew to do what you're not allowed to do. Now, the Gemara here deflects the proof. That doesn't mean that the conclusion that we thought we had locked up in a bag isn't a valid conclusion, but the Gemara does deflect the proof. Amar Rav Papa on the third line, Rav Papa says, B'nei Ma'arava, those who sent the message to Avua de Shmuel, they hold Savri La ki Rabbi Chidka, like Rabbi Chidka, the Omar B'nei Noach Mitzuvim Al Hasirus, that non-Jews are prohibited from doing this process of castrating the animal. V'ka Avri, and therefore the Jew who sanctions such behavior, asking or not asking, but sanctioning it, is in violation, mishum v'lifnei ivel ositen michshol, putting a stumbling block in front of another person. So, just as an aside, we do see here, just by the way, that lifnei iver applies even to a non-Jew. People readily understand that one Jew is not allowed to one Jew is not allowed to get another Jew to do the wrong thing. You wouldn't be allowed to hand non-kosher food to a Jew. We all understand that. That's lifnei iver, that's putting a stumbling block. What about in front of a non-Jew who himself does not subscribe to Torah? But that's also lifnei iver. If indeed, according to Torah law, he's not allowed to be doing it, then it's called lifnei iver to get him to do it, to ask him to do it. So according to Rav Papa, the B'nai Ma'arava are holding like Rav Chidka, and they pose this question because the non-Jew is also prohibited. So then it doesn't prove anything to our topic, because all you've proven is that if the non-Jew is prohibited, then you're not allowed to ask him to do it. Okay. What about the original question where the non-Jew does not have a prohibition to do muzzling? Is he allowed to do muzzling on your behalf, on your animal, while it's doing your work, since he's not obligated in this prohibition of muzzling? Can he do it on your behalf? And we said regarding Shabbos, we know he's not allowed to do on your behalf. But what about muzzling? In Halacha, we find Choshen Mishpat Simen Shin Lamed Ches Se'if Vav. Omar La'akum, if a person told a non-Jew, Chason Parasi V'dosh Ba, muzzle my animal and do the threshing, and the halacha concludes, Asur, it is forbidden to do so. And the Rama adds, Da amira la'akum asur b'chol isurim kimo b'shabbos. Because telling a non-Jew to do something on your behalf, which you are forbidden to do, is prohibited. Just like it's prohibited by Shabbos, it's prohibited on all topics as well. Indeed, in Evan or Ezer, Hey Yudalid, Osu Loma Lukusi Lisares Behema Shalanu, it's forbidden to tell a non-Jew to do this castration on an animal of ours. There's a discussion among the poskim whether a non-Jew is or isn't personally obligated, as our Gemara said, that the B'nai Ma'arava, Rav Chidka, Rav Papa, a discussion that maybe they're obligated as well, but that's remains to be seen. But either way, asking a non-Jew to do it on our behalf is kontzin umochran. We would have sanctions against such activity, and the person would have to sell it to somebody else as a deterrent that no one should be doing this, because just as you're forbidden to do it, you're not allowed to ask the non-Jew to do it, again, whether it's an issue of lifnei iver, because he's not allowed to do it either, or at the very least, he's not allowed to do it for you. This, of course, leaves an interesting question on the table. What happens if indeed a person owns an animal, a Jew owns an animal that he would like to have castrated, either because it keeps the animal calmer, it's the concern of behavior, or because of overpopulation? Is there indeed a solution for such a situation? And that remains, as far as our short segment here goes, as a shaila that would have to be posed to a posek for a ruling, if a solution possibly can be suggested for such a request. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.